Politics in the state of Virginia are kind of in a free fall right now, with the top three political figures, the lieutenant governor, the attorney general, and the governor, exposed for indiscretions going back several years, both sexually and racially, and calls now for their resignation, and it's created quite a mess. These are not the first politicians to get in trouble like this, nor will they be the last politicians to get in trouble like this.
Yeah, it's definitely something that's not relegated to one political party or the other. I think it speaks to human nature and the challenges that we all face as we face life and we grow up and we make choices in our life.
You know, the governor's comments first drew our attention here on Beyond Today when he described with graphic detail recently what an abortion would take place, or basically infanticide, after a fully born baby would be laid on the table and then a conversation between parents to decide its fate would take place. That erupted all over the news. We covered that on Beyond Today. And then other things have come out now in his life, the governor's case, and the other two gentlemen. Again, just horrendous examples that call to mind certain scriptural principles. I think we're in an age right now where whatever one did at some point in their past life, especially in their youth, can be called up and a person can be held accountable for it.
And that's become more and more prevalent. You can hardly run for a political office these days if your past has anything that would hold you back. Because, and I think for one reason, is that we're not talking about forgiveness. We're not talking about repentance in these things. And people can't get by these things. And so when you look at the political scene, if there's things in the past that are going to come out, it's going to cause a problem to you. And so, yeah, how do you become responsible for those things? How do you go beyond those things? Because we all have problems and issues in our life.
I think the lesson is there for us all to learn at any time in our life, whether you're a young person or an older adult. Our daily life and the actions we take, they have consequences. And sometimes we can do stupid things we shouldn't. Sometimes they will then maybe we think be in the past, but there are principles from the Bible that show that the folly and the sins of our lives sometimes do come back. There's a scripture in Ecclesiastes chapter 10, and verse 1, I think it applies to this. It says, "Dead flies putrefy the perfumer's ointment and cause it to give off a foul odor. So does a little folly to one respected for wisdom and honor." In the case of all three of these men, they've been elected to high office in the state of Virginia, holding places of honor for their supposed wisdom, and yet their folly from their past lives have not caught up with them.
And when you recognize that fact, then how do you get beyond this? How do you go beyond it? What can they say to make it all right? You know, they've behaved in manners that don't bring honor to the office that they hold. And yet, what do they do now? How do we react to those kinds of things?
So what do you think the big lesson, big takeaway is for us?
I think one of the things is you can't represent yourself to be something that you're not. Oftentimes it seems there's this, and it goes throughout the political scene, that we present ourselves as far above these kinds of incidents when in fact we've done them ourselves. We've done maybe different versions of these things. And so oftentimes Christ pointed these things out where he would talk to the religious leaders of the day and he'd call them hypocrites because they would condemn people for doing similar types of things and raise themselves up as being righteous and perfect and wonderful, and yet they did the same things and they didn't take account of themselves.
Scripture does say your sins will find you out.
Yeah,
God is not mocked.
That's right.
And I think we have to all take a step back and regardless of the politics, regardless of the issues, remember what Scripture says and make sure that our morality, our ethics, and our lives are anchored in the solid word of Scripture, the Bible, and a belief in God. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.